Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's another week, Alan, and another snowstorm headed to the region tonight. It will start, at least the warnings say, 11 p.m. right through 8 p.m. tomorrow. Again, could be snowfall rates 1 to 3 inches at an hour. More hazardous road conditions and pain for all of us in the Northeast.
It's unrelenting, and we know this. David, first of all, let me thank you for doing the morning shift as always and keeping us all abreast of what's happening. It's so important, and you are a hero to so many of us for getting up and doing this. Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about this. We have to be safe. We know that people should not tempt the fates. I had an important meeting tomorrow. Looks like it'll have to be called off. But those are the things that happen when you live in the Northeast. And remember, everybody else is having the same problem. And we all have to be very careful. Check it in our neighbors. Make sure that we're all safe.
President Trump was at a rally on Saturday, and he had some things to say, some even criticizing the language he used, but he had the faithful there, and they were cheering along.
Well, I mean, what can I say? I don't want to respond in kind, but when he starts calling Maxine Waters, a brilliant congresswoman from California, low IQ, or he talks about Elizabeth Warren and calls her Pocahontas because of her reference to the possibility of having Native American ancestry, I don't think it was so smart of her to do that. And now, by the way, to deny the idea that she could easily solve all of this by going in for some kind of ancestry test. But in any case, she's on the right track on almost everything else she does. She's right on the banking legislation. We finally got it passed after that terrible meltdown we had. And now she's warning that we can have it again, David, because not only Republican congressmen, but of course, these bankers have a lot of money to spread around. And some people either are getting it or want to get it. So even the Democrats, some Democrats are for loosening up again. And you know what happens when you loosen the rules, people take advantage. So it's just one of the things that's going around us. In any case, there's Donald Trump up there insulting people right and left to a roaring red meat crowd, saying that he wants to run against Oprah Winfrey and he wants to run against Bernie Sanders, and saying that all the Republican congressmen he's backed have won. Well, there was that little Alabama case, which he has forgotten about, that Senate race. Now he wants a parade down Pennsylvania Avenue, and he'll probably get it. And that militarism, that kind of thing, reminds me so much of what was going on in the early 30s in Germany, for example. So it's a very scary time in the United States, and there are a lot of people who are saying we have to resist because we know what happens when you don't.
Can he win again?
Absolutely. He can win again. Remember that he won by 77,000 votes. That's not very many. And that was spread in three key states, 77,000 votes. That's almost nothing compared to the number of Americans who vote. But because we have the Electoral College, people will write me and say, well, why don't we amend it? Look, who are you talking about? You're talking about this Republican in Congress right now? Even if the Democrats were there, the amendment process is so complicated. Nope. What's going to happen is the resistors are going to have to get out and get into those three states and campaign like crazy, because otherwise it could happen again, sure.
It's official, Alan. China's parliament voted to repeal presidential term limits, allowing President Xi Jinping to keep power indefinitely in a formal break from secession rules set up after Mao Zedong's turbulent rule. All but five voted for it.
Well, that's right. And they think that the five were set up by the Chinese so that it would be seen as a fair election. Now, the idea of president for life for Xi is something that even President Trump said, maybe we should try that here. Ha ha. Well, maybe not. Maybe it wasn't ha ha after all, because as we've said so many times, Freud said, it's no joke. And everything else that he's doing points to a fast path to totalitarianism. And I think that there's a very good chance that he'd like to change the rules.
North Korea, the president's agreed to meet with Kim Jong-un. Former President Jimmy Carter said, it's good, we're going to be talking with them.
That's right, if we get there. Now, remember, this is a president who says all kinds of things. He says he's all for changing the rules on gun control, you know, the age limit and this and that, and then he doesn't do it. In fact, he does just the opposite. So when you say you are going to meet, it doesn't mean you're going to meet, especially with this guy. And if he does meet, the question then will become, are they going to start to put up the preconditions which we're already seeing being put on? That first you have to get rid of your nuclear weapons. That's not going to happen. That's the whole basis of the discussion. So let's just see whether we ever get there.